Well, right on the heels of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon, which brought a lot of folks to town to enjoy the Northland, it's Cold Front February. And it was supposed to be kind of a little event, and suddenly it's blossomed to a big event. Yalissa Hansen is a city councilor, and she's the council president. She joins us this morning to give us a little bit more information. Yalissa, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what happened to Cold Front February? It started little, and then suddenly it became big.
Yeah. Well, it's actually part of still, it's one of the pop-ups. That's how it started, as part of the Night Cities Challenge that we have going on through the whole year. And more people came to the table around the whole, the Super Bowl concept that's going on across the state. And so we had a lot of organizations that came together and really wanted to make it into a full-blown little mini festival here down in Canal Park. And then more and more organizations and businesses came on across the whole city. So not only are there these, the ice track and fire pits and three heated tents, just so you know, after listening to the scream hot temperatures we're also having.
Let's say that. Let's say that one more time and slowly, shall we? Three heated tents. Okay,
yes.
Continue.
down in Canal Park, but there are over 40 other specials, deals, and attractions and going on across the city this whole weekend as well, and then even more across the whole month of February.
Wow. February can be, I don't know, I mean, thank heavens it's short, because weather-wise, February can be kind of savage. Is this going to make February a little bit easier for everybody to navigate through?
Hopefully, and hopefully bring us, just bring our community more together, and which always keeps us feeling a little warmer.
So let's talk about some of these events that are going on around the region for the entire month. The kickoff, of course, is this weekend, and there's main celebration grounds down in Canal Park. All kinds of folks wanted to get involved. There's going to be a winter playscape down at Canal Park. Okay, now we're talking. S'mores. Somebody said s'mores. Somebody said craft beer and food tent, and there's entertainment, there's music, and there's free trolley service, which will be wonderful. So lots of different venues. Also, we'll get a link up on our website, so it'll be easy for folks to find all of these different things. And so there's several pages worth of things that are just coming up this weekend. But tell us some of the things that are happening later on in the month around the Northland.
Well, there's a lot of lodging is offering deals. A lot of our restaurants and retailers are offering specials and deals. But we do have, this weekend we also have the Mixed Ice Festival, ice climbing. And then I know we have Polar Plunge coming up. And so there are other bigger attraction activities like that. But a lot of people just trying to offer something a little interesting that they didn't usually offer to say that, hey, we're still awake up here in Duluth.
Well, and without the parking problems that they may have in other parts of the state this weekend.
Right.
So, yay us. Yay us. Navigating, navigating a traffic jam in Duluth is maybe waiting an extra 5 minutes someplace. So.
Right.
Well, as I mentioned, we'll get a link up to the website. There's all kinds of fun activities going on this weekend. And if you dress for the weather, you can get out this weekend and have an absolute blast and meet your neighbors and watch our local community come together. Yalissa, I remember that we had talked about at the time about some of the projects that got some funding from the Knight Foundation folks. Tell us a little bit about how this festival ties in with that funding and what in the original proposal it was that kind of got the funding committee excited about it and saying, yeah, this is something we want to put some money behind.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's that space, is generally a parking lot. So activating the space, making it almost like a outside living room, and seeing what it means when we close down a parking lot, different types of weather and different types of parts of the year. And then, utilizing that trolley in a different way where anyone can access it and see if that brings more people down and about. So that is part of it, just seeing what it's like to activate other public spaces.
Well, it's an exciting project, and the opportunities and some of the unique things that the city is going to be trying as time goes on through the year, it's really going to be fun to watch, and we'll be glad to give folks the opportunity to come on the air and talk about it. Alyssa, thank you again. It's an exciting project. Everybody bundle up and have a ball this weekend, all right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Alyssa Hansen, City Councilor, Duluth City Council President, talking about the Cold Front February event. The entire community is jumping on that bandwagon, and there are activities not only this weekend, but throughout the month. We'll get a link up on our website, so all the details will be easy to find.